Jack of News. You need to know. You need to know. Now.
Johannesburg and Emma Lachlaney up to 20. Mbombela, a high of 22 degrees.
In Midrand, traffic is moving slowly on the N1 southbound towards New Road.
In your sport, the Proteas women gear up to face Sri Lanka in Potchefstroom today. And Rafa Nadal returns from injury with a win at the Barcelona Open.
The Gauteng Department of Health warns that incidents of food poisoning affecting especially children are rising. In the latest incident, 41 children between the ages of 3 and 5 were rushed to hospital on Monday afternoon after they were allegedly ate rat poison, thinking it was candy.
It is reported to have taken place at a preschool, and investigations are being conducted to establish more facts.
Health spokesman Khutso Rabotsala says on Monday night, another 8 children and 2 adults were also taken to hospital after a food poisoning incident in Ekurhuleni. A team consisting of epidemiologists and environmental health officers have been sent to the facilities as part of the investigations.
These 2 incidents bring the total number of the foodborne incidents to 863, which have sadly claimed 11 lives since the first incidents in October 2023.
Gauteng Education MEC Matomi Chilewani is expected at the Davidton Skills School in Benoni in this hour, following the deaths of 2 learners from the school. They are said to have drowned on Monday afternoon while on a school discipline camp at a private ranch near the Hennops River in Centurion. One of the boys allegedly jumped into a body of water and was followed by the second, who wanted to help him. The Independent Electoral Commission says it will start printing the millions of ballots for the elections once the number of challenges in the Electoral Court have been concluded.
We are in the process of distributing 1,873 tons of material between our different warehouses and storage facilities.
Chief Electoral Officer Simon Mabolo told the media yesterday one of the issues has been cleared after former President Jacob Zuma was replaced as leader of the MK party. This means his face will be on all the national ballots where the party is contesting for seats. A total of 70 political parties and 15 independent candidates will be on the ballots. More at jacaranda.fm.com. Click on news. There are still flight disruptions in some places of the world after flights were cancelled at the world's largest international airport in Dubai due to flooding. The city, located in the desert, received more than a year's rainfall in 24 hours. The hard rain flooded the tarmac at the airport while roads across Dubai became rivers, trapping motorists who could be seen waiting for help on the roofs of their cars. And from the UK comes the story that you can't just shake it out, shake it out. Thousands of Swifties have been hit by a wave of concert ticket scams ahead of Taylor Swift's tour in Britain later this year. Lloyds Bank says over £1 million, that's more than 23 million rand, have been lost to fraudsters since July last year. More than 90% of reported cases started with fake ads or posts on Facebook.
It is a big problem because the very first site, when you search for concert tickets or event tickets, the very first site that often pops up is the problematic one.
Yes.
How can the internet not sort this out?
Yes. And in the light of big tours taking off across the world again, and we know Beyonce is touring, you know, all of those
sure.
tours. So they're like, what are you going to do to protect people?
Yeah.
What are we doing to? Because now they also have your bank details. There are people who lost 50,000 rand.
50,000 bucks.
One person. Yeah. Because it was too good to be true, right? So
I
bought 5 tickets because they are available.
When they ask you to fill your name in the blank space, then you must be careful right there. It was a Taylor Swift
reference. Yes, it was. Well done.
No, you didn't get it.
No,
you didn't get it.
No,
you didn't.
Get it.
No, you didn't. But Swifties and I, same page. Same WhatsApp group, you got me. Talking about great music.